Bush administration has joined the British government in calling on the Irish Republican Army to disband. And they say the IRA's political wing, Sinn Féin, needs to renounce criminality. Those calls follow an IRA offer to shoot four of its own members who'd been linked to the killing in January of a Belfast man. The family of the dead man rejected that offer. They also said fear of retribution is keeping witnesses to the killing from coming forward. Nessa Tierney has more from London.
Robert McCartney was stabbed to death in a fight at a Belfast city centre pub on January 30th. Some of the men involved were alleged to be members of the IRA. The pub was swiftly cleaned up and the estimated 70 people in the bar were apparently told to keep their mouths shut. The McCartney family launched a campaign to urge people to overcome their fear and talk to the authorities. In what many saw as a bizarre response to their appeal for justice, the IRA issued a statement saying it had offered to shoot members of the organisation it said were responsible for the murder. The family declined. Robert's sister, Claire McCartney.
It is only in a court that the truth will come out. We want the investigation into Robert's murder to be conducted through due process. Only then will we ensure that people are held to account for their actions.
The British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, gave his reaction to the IRA's statement.
The IRA statement, frankly, defies any description. It was a quite extraordinary thing to say. It cannot be in any shape or form justified, and there is no way that we can make any progress in Northern Ireland unless there is a complete and total end to violence of whatever kind.
The Unionist parties, which want Northern Ireland to remain part of Britain, said that offering murder as a form of justice was appalling. While Mitchell Rees, President Bush's envoy to Northern Ireland, called for the IRA to be disbanded. He said the leaders of Sinn Féin, the political wing of the IRA, should accept the legitimacy of the rule of law.
It's time for the IRA to go out of business. And it's time for Sinn Féin to be able to say that explicitly, without ambiguity, without ambivalence, that criminality will not be tolerated.
The McCartney Campaign for Justice has won huge support among Catholics. For the first time in years, anti-IRA graffiti has started appearing in traditionally Republican areas. Both the IRA and Sinn Féin have had to respond to growing public pressure. Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams suspended seven party members believed to be connected to the killing. But the McCartney murder, as well as the IRA's alleged involvement in a recent $50 million bank heist, have led to accusations that the IRA has become increasingly involved with gangsterism. That's created problems for the organisation's political wing, and Dermot O'Hearn, the Irish Foreign Minister, believes that Sinn Féin has some tough choices to make.
They have come to a crossroads where they have to decide finally, one way or the other, are they going to go down the route of fully constitutional politics in order to promote their ideals, or are they not? Are they going to fully decommission? Are they going to end all paramilitary and criminal activity? And are they going to participate in policing?
But Sinn Féin's chief negotiator, Martin McGuinness, insists that his party must still be accepted as a partner in the peace process.
Well, the fact is that many tens of thousands of people do vote for Sinn Féin, and they do that because of our huge contribution to the peace process. And maybe lost in all of this is the fact that we have managed to transform both the political and the security situation.
For the first time in a decade, leaders of Sinn Féin won't be guests at the White House for next week's St. Patrick's Day celebrations. The invitations usually sent to Northern Ireland's political parties will instead be going to the Five Sisters of Robert McCartney. For NPR News, I'm Nessa Tierney.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.